I was thinking about, you know, Moore's Law, which is incredible. You know, Moore's Law, it's sort of, since the 50s, there's different ways of framing it, but it's basically sort of processing power is doubled every 18 months, which is insane. And nobody really quite understands why this is, or whether it's just an accident, or whether it's really slowing down. But the consequences are sort of terrifying. And, you know, if it proceeds at the current rate, we're Battlestar Galactica territory in 30 years' time, which is cool, what we're here saying. But it's quite interesting if you do the experiment of running Moore's Law backwards, because it accounts for a lot of things. And I've got, as a poet, I guess I've got an interest in computers and language. And one of the interesting things that was thrown up as a result of processing power was nuance in the use of language, especially in error messages. So I started looking at the error message, and there's a little thing in Wikipedia that this is just a fine point. Well, I'm not saying it like you wouldn't recognise immediately that it's a fine point, it's a fine point about that stuff. And it's named after my favourite error message. If you try to sort of book a ticket online on the National Rail site, it occasionally comes up and it says, outward travel must not be in the past. It's pretty heavy. Good point. I wouldn't start from there, you know, is the answer. So it's the amount of memory available to programs has increased exponentially according to Moore's Law. Contrapositively, it decreases exponentially into the past. Due to such pressures, past programmers were innately sensitive to memory consumption, and such sensitivities extended to error messages. Extraneous words were shunned, no matter their grammatical necessity. File not found. Could have read. The file could not be found. But such a statement would have been twice as memory expensive. There you go.